Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. The number of known coronavirus cases within the NBA has doubled to 14. Celtics guard Marcus Smart announced yesterday that he tested positive, and the 76ers also revealed that three of their members have tested positive as well. The NBA has told its teams to close its training and practice facilities to all players and staff starting today. Over in the world of college basketball, the America East Conference says two people on the floor during recent tournament games have tested positive for the virus. The games involved teams in the America East, Horizon League, and Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference during play from March 7th to the 11th. The New York Racing Association says racing is off at Aqueduct Racetrack after a backstretch worker tested positive. Naira says the worker, who lives and works at Belmont Park, has been under quarantine since developing symptoms March 13th. Racing scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in March is canceled until further notice. And in the NFL, Saints head coach Sean Payton says he has tested positive for COVID-19. Payton is the first employee in the league to make such a diagnosis public. In other NFL news, the Bills have confirmed signing safety Jordan Poyer to a 2-year contract extension, and Lions cornerback Darius Slay has agreed to a 3-year, $50 million contract with the Eagles. In MLB news, the Red Sox announced yesterday that left-hander Chris Sale will have Tommy John surgery. The operation will keep him out of the entire 2020 baseball season if and when it resumes after the pandemic. And the Olympic flame has arrived in Japan from Greece and was greeted in a scaled-down ceremony at an airbase in northern Japan. The flame touched down amid doubts if the Tokyo Games can open as scheduled on July 24th because of the pandemic. Organizers and the IOC say it will, but postponement or cancellation is seen as a growing option. I'm Jesse King.